I'm joined now by Phuthi Mahanyele-Dobengwa, who is the CEO of NASPAS South Africa. Technology, innovation, hugely on the agenda, and this is the underpin to the NASPAS group. So Phuthi, you must have been attending sessions with eyes wide open.
Absolutely. It really has been an incredible time, an opportunity to really showcase what South Africa has and to really ensure that we get international investors to remain committed to South Africa. So it's been a great opportunity.
Do you believe that investors are committed?
I absolutely believe so. There was a session that was held for Africa, and we had a number of international investors that were there, showing the keenness to continue to invest into the African continent. And so it really is for us to continue to work with them and to ensure that the government is also doing everything they need to do to make Africa an investable destination.
I'm glad you referred to the session with regards to realizing Africa's potential, because we're the youngest continent. We are the fastest growing continent. We have renewable energy in abundance if we get it right, and further minerals, resources that we can tap into. So it's really just about the collaboration, and that's a theme here, is collaboration in a fragmented world.
That is absolutely correct. It is about collaboration. And so that is a key area for us, is to ensure that we are collaborating with parties both here and as well as in South Africa, of course, to ensure that we can reach what we need to reach in terms of ensuring that our youth have access to proper education, that they have access to employment, and as well as entrepreneurship opportunities. And so as NASPAS, we are ensuring that we are doing that. And, you know, if I look at, for instance, our EdTech platform, where we are ensuring that we are providing access to education to 500 million users across the world. And so through that, we are also ensuring that, for instance, if I look at South Africa specifically, there through NASPAS Labs, we are providing access to education for young people who require access to education but don't have the capital to pay for it. And so we have an NPO that is providing that education, and we are placing youth in employment. So it is about finding the solutions that we need to see to create a different future for us.
There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and perhaps the way to phrase this is to look at a comparative between a pre-COVID World Economic Forum and a post-COVID World Economic Forum. Is there a huge difference?
I think there is a difference. There is a difference. I think there's a lot more focus on ensuring that we're looking at areas such as sustainability. Now, sustainability is an important area for us as a business. You know, you would understand that being an internet business, we are very much focused on ensuring that our business is sustainable. I mean, when you look at our investment, the way that we look at our investments, one of the key areas is looking at the area of sustainability. And so, you know, looking at the Sustainable Development Goals is a key area for us. We work closely with the United Nations to ensure that we are keeping to those development goals. But beyond that, there is so much that we are looking at to ensure that we are doing all that we can to ensure that we are, you know, able to create a good environment.
Tangible examples on climate change and policies that you may be adopting from a NASPAS perspective. What are you doing to make sure we are greener, we are friendlier?
Yeah. Well, there's a number of areas that we're looking at in terms of climate change. But in addition to that, if I go back to the SDGs, I mean, SDG 4 is a key area for us, where education is a key area for us. And then, of course, SDG 5, where we're looking at women empowerment. And, you know, there are others as well. And, you know, even at SDG 9, we are looking at complying with each and every one of these areas. In fact, when I look at Takealot, our e-commerce platform in South Africa, there we are ensuring that we're providing access to young people who don't have access to driver's licenses to be able to deliver for us. And so we're going to be starting with a program where young people can use bicycles to be able to deliver for us. And, you know, the Takealot platform now has about 8,000 SMMEs on it, small and medium-sized enterprises. And in addition to that, they are employing about 33,000 people. And so it is significant the amount of work that can be done through the usage of the internet. And this is how you can provide solutions to Africa, by looking at different ways of being able to provide opportunities for businesses and for everyone through the internet.
Well, technology, sustainability, I love it when we hear tangible examples coming from business leaders in terms of real change that is being made. Bicycles over cars, now that is climate friendly. I've been chatting to Phuthi Machinyele-Dibengwa, who is the CEO of Naspers South Africa here, Davos, Switzerland, 2023, reporting for BizNews, the Nielsen Network, in collaboration with Brand South Africa.